Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and we are so glad to be with you today.
We really are. We this thoroughly enjoy this opportunity. You know, here in the studio, we're looking at a camera, and even most of the other people that are in the room are behind the camera. We can't see them, but by the Spirit of God, we know you are there.
That's right.
We have you in our hearts. We have you on our mind. We pray about you. We think about you. And we know that the Lord is talking to you through this broadcast. This is not an empty effort. We are very well aware of you. In fact, sometimes I would say, you know, really sense the television audience, and not just as a mass imaginary group, but we really sense you there. That's something that's really cool in God, isn't it?
It is. And to be able to communicate the Word of God to you is such a privilege and an honor. Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland,
for
allowing us to do these broadcasts this week. And for all of you who are keeping up with this, all of the outlines are available on kcm.org/notes. And you can print those out and follow along with us. You can add your own notes. I encourage pastors to take this and to preach these notes. That's why we do them, so that you can capture the very thoughts that we're talking about here. We go by so quickly on the broadcast, it's important to be able to look at these and to see them. And what we're talking about this week is so important because here we are, 2025. Amazing to be in 2025 and also to have from the prophet a word from the Lord that we latch onto, we hold onto, we walk all the way through this year with it. And that word is a word that Brother Copeland gave last year concerning this year. And it is 2025 will come alive. And he also added to that, in 2025, this nation will come alive. I'm excited, Terry, about this word.
I heard him say also there are times, you know, as he said that was the word of the Lord. But whenever God, I mean, one word from God, just one little word from God can change everything.
Yeah.
So you think about this word, and our finances will come alive, our lives will come alive, our nation, our family, our churches, our schools, everything that we can believe and receive the life of God for it, in it, and to come to us and through us. And so that's what we're talking about this week, is the very life of God.
Yes, it is.
What it is, how we get it, how to release it, how to walk in it. And of course, that's a lifelong, that's a topic as big as God himself.
It really
is. So we're squeezing
is.
A lot into these 5 days, but it's to get you started.
Right. And I preached this series during church in December, and really talking about the purpose that Jesus came. And one of the reasons why he came was to give us life, to give his life to us. And so we want to start here today with John chapter 10 and verse 10. And it says this, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, or to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus came to give us abundant life. Don't skip over that. Don't just fly by that. And as I heard somebody say one time, don't inoculate yourself against the new truth that God wants to bring out in an old scripture that you've read before. Jesus came that we would have life. And I'll make it more personal. Jesus came so that you would have life and that you would have it more abundantly. I like the Amplified translation of this. The classic says, "I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows." So the overflowing life of God is available to us. It's ours. You want to give them the others? Because it says the TPT translation.
Terry Pearson's translation. "But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. In the Message, I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they have ever dreamed of." You know, George, you were talking about this, one of the reasons Jesus came, but you know, I think about it really, you know, we had a list the other day in front of us of, I don't know, there are nearly 20 reasons that we just quickly jotted down of why Jesus came.
Yeah.
Reasons he said he came.
Yeah.
You know, to save, seek and save that which is lost and so forth, all that. But really, when he said, I have come to give you life.
Oh, wow.
That actually is the reason. Because apart from life, none of those other things happen. And they all happen because of life.
Mm-hmm.
Bible tells us in John chapter 1 that he is the life, and that this life was the light of men. So everything that Jesus, I mean, it's why he came.
Yes.
Some people think he came to give us lessons or to tell us the method by which we can become more righteous or more holy or someday, maybe some way, become like God. No, no. He didn't come. He gave us lessons, but the lessons were to explain how to live in and walk in the life that he came to give. He came to give us
life.
And not just any life, not more human life, not just earthly life, carnal life, not just the life that makes you go, it includes that. But it's the very life of God himself.
It is. And you see that in the Greek definition of the word life. The Greek word is zoe.
You know, people might not understand this, George. Some do, some don't. That the Bible was actually first written, the New Testament, in Greek. And so we go back to the original language in that so that we can better understand what's hard. That's why there's so many English translations. Is it takes so many different ways to try to expound on or to help us really understand what that Greek word or the Old Testament Hebrew word is saying to us.
So when you see that word zoe, and it's translated eternal life, everlasting life, those are the same meanings there. And this is so powerful. You need to get this. That word zoe means the God kind of life. The God kind of life. It means the God quality of life. Or life as God has it. We cannot underestimate for one moment what this is saying to us. What kind of life are you living right now? What's going on in your life? What are the challenges that you have? Well, you have the opportunity to tap into, really not just tap into, but be completely, totally immersed in the God kind of life. Or the God quality of life. Or life as God has it. And I like this. It is the highest form of life possible. It is life intensive. And that's what Jesus was saying. I have come that you might have the God kind of life. That you might have the same life that I have. That you might have life as God has it. That's so powerful, Terry, to see that kind of life. And Zoe is the life of God, which he gave to the Son, who then gave that life to us.
The word eternal life, it's left us, at least in this time, this generation, of thinking that it's something to be put off, or I'll get that when I get to heaven, or it's just going to last forever. Well, I got news for you. You're going to last forever wherever you are, heaven or hell, one, brother. You
That's
are going to be,
That's
it's a
true.
Forever deal because you were created an eternal spirit. But the translators were trying to express to us the quality of life.
The quality.
Not just the quantity of it or the duration of it, but the quality of this life. And this eternal life is a present possession. If you don't have this kind and this quality of life before you die, you can't go into heaven because heaven is a place of life. And that transition doesn't happen there. It happens here. It happens on this side of that glory line, on this side of that demarcation of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus came that we might have that life, and that life is what quickens us and qualifies us to be united to him, relationship with him, and brought back into complete union and fellowship with the Father.
You know, you said quicken there. That's a biblical word that we use, and it does mean come to life. David was quickened by the Word of God. He came to life because of the Word of God. And another literal meaning of the word zoe is absolute life. Or you might say there, life in the absolute sense.
You know, let me say this, George. I want you to tell this about what Dad said to say about this, but I have people say all the time, especially when you check into a hotel, mm-hmm. they say, what's your name? You tell them, they say, oh, absolutely. Yeah, well. Okay, and people say that like it was a throwaway word, absolutely. Could you do this? Yeah, oh, absolutely. But that is it's a demeaning of the meaning of absolute, because absolute is an extreme word. It is a word of extreme. Extremity. It's a word of the furthest extreme that there is extreme to go. And I think this explanation that Dad gave to it many years ago really helps us understand it.
Yeah, your dad taught about absolute life some years ago, and it so impacted me. And the things that he was talking about concerning it, the word absolute. And I'll give you the example that Brother Copeland taught about the word absolutes. He said, my air conditioner got me thinking about absolutes. My air conditioner got me thinking.
Only Brother Cope.
About absolutes. He said, the unit that I bought was a heat pump. This unit was designed in such a way that when I turned the unit on in the winter, the air conditioner would run in order to heat my home. I kept trying to figure out how I was getting hot air from cold air. Standing outside my house, I thought, this unit is pumping Freon. The fan is blowing. The air is cold outside. Hot air is blowing into my house to warm it. So what he did was he got this pamphlet on how a heat pump works. That's Brother Copeland. Mm-hmm. And he wants to know about it in detail. So he got this pamphlet and he said this, I found out that even when the outside air felt cold, it still had heat in it. Absolute cold means that there is no heat in the air at all. For air to be absolutely cold or the absence of all heat, it would have to be hundreds of degrees below zero before it reached the point where there was not heat in that air at all. Then he said this, in thinking about absolutes, I realized that in God, there is Zoe or everlasting life. In Him, there is absolute life, and there is no death in it at all. No death in life.
The Bible says not even a shadow. There's no darkness in Him. There's no death in Him. Yeah. There's no, and in that, there's no problem. There's no fear. There's no sickness. There's none. Absolute life. And that's a level of life that has not in any way fully registered on our thinking, on our minds, because we're not used to seeing it, because the world around us is far from absolutely full of life. Yeah. There's all varying levels of death and expressions of death, sickness, disease, trouble, fear, pain. It's the life we are born into is this mix. Jesus came so that Jesus came so that we would have life. That life. So there's this absolute life in the Father. Just think about this. Mm-hmm. George, you wrote this, and we put this in our notes here, but I love the way you wrote. There are no imperfections in absolute life. Think about that. Mm-hmm. None. Sometimes we think something's perfect, but it's simply because we can't perceive the difference. We don't have the ability to perceive an imperfection because it's good enough for the task. It's good enough for what we need, but it's not absolute. But in God, no imperfection. It's perfect. It's total. It's complete. Mm-hmm. There are no limitations.
Yeah, no limitations.
In absolute life.
Yeah.
It's limitless. That's why it's qualified eternal life, because you can't limit it. You can't run out of it. You can't come to an end of it. There's no contamination in absolute life.
That's right. That's right.
That was one you said you really liked, was that word, contamination.
Yeah, contamination. There's nothing within the life of God no contaminants. There's nothing that would make it impure or dirty in any way. There's just pure, clean life. Pure, the purest form of life that there is the life of God.
And not even a speck.
No.
No speck. Without spot, without wrinkle. What does that mean? Well, it's more than just, you know, wrinkles on your face or your clothes. It means that there's just, it's seamless. Mm. It's seamless. Mm-mm-mm. And just think about that and meditate on that just a little bit, just a little bit.
Yep.
And you start to realize the limitlessness of God, but it's the limitlessness of His life.
Wow.
And in a word, there's no sickness, no disease, no lack, no fear in absolute life. There is only health. That's why,
right,
when God proclaims who He is, He says, I'm the Lord, your healer. Really what He was saying is, I am the Lord, your healing.
Yes.
I am the Lord, your life that heals. When He's on the scene, sickness gets out of the way. When He's on the scene, lack is out of the way. When God in His, in any measure of His fullness is there, when He's released and invited and released into the situation, our body, our finances, our city, nation, family, home, church, then it swallows up, the Bible says, death. There's no death in absolute life. There is only the total life in God.
That's right.
This life first comes into your spirit because it's a spiritual, it's spiritual in its nature. That's not secondary. That's not less powerful. That's not just because you can't see it doesn't make it less real. It's actually far more real because spirit life created and produced natural life. That's the design of the enemy, where evolution is concerned, is to not to disregard and discount the power of the spirit life that created the natural. And so this spirit life is in our spirit. But then our responsibility is to learn from God how we get that spirit life out of our spirit into our minds, into our bodies, into our words, into our thinking, into our doing, into our family, our life, our finances, our city, our church, our nation, our world.
That's right. I just got one, another one.
You got another one.
There is no confusion.
Oh, that's good.
There is no confusion in absolute life. It's absolute wisdom, direction, the plan of God for your life, clarity, no confusion whatsoever. And I was thinking about something that happened to us some years ago with Kenneth and Gloria at their house on Christmas Eve. Had a great Christmas Eve. It was a cold winter night. Unusually, it was snowing here. And a lot of the children had gone home, and there were just a few of us left. And I remember sitting there, sitting around, and Brother Copeland was talking to us. And all of a sudden, he began to point at each one of us. And he said, I find no fault in you. I find no fault in you. I find no fault in you. And he got that. Gloria said that to him when he was going through a particularly difficult time. And she said, Ken, I find no fault in you. Absolute
love. Absolute love produces, releases, gives, looks through the lens of, and sees absolute life, which is perfection.
Absolute acceptance.
You know, and it doesn't mean that we don't have imperfections.
Right.
But that's when he says, I don't find it. I don't see it. What does he see? He sees you through the faith image of Christ in you, your hope of glory.
That's righteousness.
That's what righteousness is. Righteousness is a product of life. That's why he gave us life, is so that you could be righteous. God's righteousness is not first action and behavior. The righteousness of God is the condition and state of being that is a result of His life, which will produce right living and right behavior. And that righteousness of God in us, coming out of us, will make other things right as well.
Yeah, that's right. That is right.
Thank you. Okay.
Wow.
1 Thessalonians 5:23, may the God of peace, amplified, may the God of peace himself sanctify or separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy or totally set apart to God.
Yeah.
Your spirit, your soul, and your body preserve sound, blameless, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, perfect. He wants that perfection in your spirit to flow out into your body.
That is a definition of absolute life.
That's
right there, right there.
1 Thessalonians.
That encompasses that entirety of the life of God that we experience.
So he's talking quality and quantity.
Yeah.
This, and all of this points to this life of God that he gives to us. But we also need quantity. Jesus said, I came to give you life more abundantly. More abundantly than what? More abundantly than the devil can steal. More abundantly than the devil can kill. More abundantly than the devil's ability to destroy. He wants his life to come in such quantity that it swallows up everything that the darkness of this world. God is bigger and he's more than a match for anything this world or life has to throw at
us. That's true. The absolute life of God makes us bigger. It makes us bigger on the inside. I like what Mark Hankins said. A person could develop their spirit, increase their intellect, enhance their personality, make their mind work better, and drive sickness out of their bodies simply by daily acknowledging the life of God within.
You know, he said daily acknowledging it. That means this isn't automatic. This is not just, well, he gave it, so I must have it. No, anything God gives must be received. We're co-laboring with him. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of the eternal life to which you have been called, for which you confess the confession of faith. So this tells us that faith is how we lay hold of that. That's why everything we do, George.
That's right. Yeah.
Everything here at KCM is going to have the essence of faith. There's a faith message in there somewhere because you can't lay hold of it apart from faith. You can't be a wishing and a hoping. You got to be a believing. But you have to know how to do that. So everything we do, including our product that we're offering, Life in the pages.
There it is.
Faith will come to you for life when you hear that.
Yep.
Everything we do for over 57 years has faith invested in it. Because without that faith, you can't take what God has given. So, I mean, George, you nearly started crying. It makes me want to cry here at how much we want you to know faith. Understand faith, have faith, release faith, walk by faith, live by faith, because that's how you please God, and God is pleased when you walk
and
in
that's,
life.
And that's why we want to give you this.
That's right.
Absolutely free, to sow it in your life and to let the pages, the life that are in the pages of the Word of God, transform you and bring you into a greater knowledge of who you are in Christ and the life that you have in Him.
So you can take advantage of that with the information that's coming up from our announcer.
What if the Bible wasn't just a book, but a living, breathing reality? What if everything you need right now is already written right in the pages of God's Word? In her powerful MP3 teaching, There is Life in the Pages, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson's reveals how God's Word is not just about Him, it is Him. In a world that's constantly shifting, you can step into the unshakable reality of the living Word. When you know the Word, you know how to relate to God, what His character is, and how He operates. It will transform every area of your life. Receive the invitation to experience His presence, His power, and His promises like never before. Become a true disciple of Jesus and watch what happens when you put God's Word first place. You can walk in the same victory He does. The life you've been seeking is right here, in the pages of the Word of God. Enhance your understanding of the Word of God and let it bring life to you. Get your free copy of There is Life in the Pages on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Allow the Word to transform your life as you receive greater knowledge of God Himself. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
In our role as CEOs of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we are intimately involved in all of the details of what goes on here and everything that goes out from this ministry. And it, Terry, always interests me that some of our partners don't know some of the great things that are taking place, what they're giving into, because they get rewards for everything that happens from this place.
And you know, too, there are people that want to wah-wah-wah and gripe and say, you're not this and you're not that. And I think we have failed in some ways to be clear enough about all that Kenneth Copeland Ministries,
Eagle Mountain Church,
is doing around the world.
That's right. And so let me just share these statistics with them right now. And these are from last year. But we have many ministry resources. Now, resources includes books, CDs, downloads, Bibles, our magazine that we send out.
But this number, I don't think, includes the
magazine. It doesn't include them. But you need to know something about last year. And this is phenomenal. This is pretty amazing. The grand total of all of the ministry resources that we gave last year is 700,000. Over 700,000.
That we gave.
That we gave. That we sowed into people's lives.
Just help because we're passionate about that.
Yeah. And listen to this. 1,800 individual resources were given directly to prison inmates. And we gave over 110,000 resources to U.S. chaplains. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
And that is what you have done, the partners have done with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And you can become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. The information is right there on your screen. But that's just one of so many things that took place last year, and we're continuing to do it this year.
And you can be add to the statistics for this year when you order the product
that's
we're giving
right.
you today. There's Life in the Pages and all kinds of other resources on our website. Don't forget to join us tomorrow. We'd love to hear from you, but until then, God loves you, we love you, and
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.